This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For me, I feel real concerns with this Yankees team. Now, it's not, oh, God, they're not going to make the playoffs. But when you're talking about holding this team to winning a World Series, that type of standard, we talked about this going into this weekend. I thought it was an important series. You can't lose two weekends in a row to the Red Sox, the division rival, and let them have some life. And we'll get to the Devers aspect in a second. Yankees played this weekend with their heads directly up their asses. An awful weekend, and maybe even more concerning than the lackadaisical play on the bases, not throwing to the right base, missing cutoff guys, all those different things with the Yankees. They continue to struggle offensively when the big guy, Aaron Judge, does not produce. He's 1-for-12. They can't score runs. They get swept in Boston.
I don't like what I saw this weekend. I mean, this is really the first time that the Yankees' fundamentals were atrocious. Yankees just, they were a mess on the bases. Now, the good thing is that's not who they are. The Yankees are, unlike last year's team with Torres and some other situations, the Yankees are surprisingly buttoned up this year. They catch the ball, and all the numbers reflect this, whether it's errors and all the other stats, which I won't waste time on. But just trust me, they catch the ball very well. And to me, the Yankees kind of are still who I thought they would be. Like, you go back to the conversations we had over the winter, and I never stamped this team a championship team. Number one, I didn't feel it. I thought they'd be a playoff team, but baseball's changed so much, and the interchangeable parts that, and really the ups and downs of a baseball season, I've learned a lesson. I no longer sound an alarm. Like, unless there was, if they were egregiously missing something, like if they had no bullpen or no starting pitching or just, you know.
Well, they had no offense this weekend.
It's also one weekend, and the Yankees are also. Well, okay, all right. So let me get this straight. So is it more a combination of the 5-of-6 against the Red Sox? Because,
yeah.
Listen, so that's what you place the emphasis on.
Well, I mean, we were saying on Friday that you didn't think the division was a threat at all. All of a sudden, now they got three teams within 6.5 games of the Yankees.
Yeah, but
I'm
not.
And they played like crap.
Yeah, I give you that. The Yankees looked awful. But how do you take the Red Sox series when they just traded Devers? See,
yeah.
That's what's hard to do. I think that the Yankees right now are, put the Dodgers in a completely separate category. I think the Yankees are like probably 4, 5, 6 other teams. Mets are in this pile as well, but we'll do them later, who are really good. And when you watch them on certain nights, they look like they're a team that could win a championship. And if you tune it on the wrong night or the wrong weekend, which is what happened this weekend to the Yankees, then you look as if it can feel as if there's a multitude of problems, but I don't believe that there are. I think the Yankees are really good at a bad weekend.
Well, I think multitude of problems may be a little strong. I don't know how you can't be concerned about what you watched this weekend.
But I just said they looked awful. I am. Like, they look bad.
They lost 5-of-6 to the Red Sox. Everybody's saying the Red Sox stink. The Yankees, big bad New York Yankees, can't let those 5-of-6. Hunter Dobbins, people were ripping a guy. Oh, he's a liar this, liar that. The old Yankees going to go out there and tattoo him. He shut him down twice in a row. That offense with all the numbers that you were giving me before the weekend, it was not there. Max Fried, their big bad ace, he does a good job. They still lose the game. Like, there are issues with the Yankees, not to mention the young guys. And you can say all the stats that you want about the defense. The Yankees aren't a buttoned-up, clean-performing baseball team.
Yes, they are. And this weekend was the anomaly. They absolutely
and they
are.
Did
the Yankees catch the baseball well, yes or no?
I mean, they're okay.
No, they're top 10. Do the Yankees run the bases well?
They do. You're looking at the – did they run the bases well
weekend? No, they were awful.
That you wouldn't see on a Little League field this weekend.
Fundamentals were atrocious.
And how does that happen?
Well, it happens because you play 162 games. That's how it happens.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Sal. What's your biggest concern with the Yankees?
I think they have multiple issues.
But what's the biggest one?
I don't think their lineup is deep enough. Without Aaron Judge going nuts, and everybody could look at their Judge hitting 400, Judge OPS of 1,500, whatever it may be. Yeah, that's great. If he could sustain that from start to finish, and we've seen he never sustained it start to finish because finish would include October, Yankees have some problems. And when they're doing the little things like getting thrown out on the base pads multiple times, those are issues. I mean, the Yankees don't have a third baseman. DJ LeMay is still playing second base. Ben Rice, everybody's talking about Ben Rice being an absolute stud. All of a sudden, he's cooled off. Same thing with Grisham. All of a sudden, he's cooled off. Like, the Yankees offense, if Aaron Judge does not go nuts, has not been good enough. So that would be my number one concern.
Okay, so that's the biggest one. So how in the world is this team second in home runs, third in runs, and third in OPS? Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge doesn't do this every single night.
Right.
Now, to your point.
Well, if you want to go by the stats, then let's not watch the games.
That's not how it works.
Well, but you're referencing the stats. I'm referencing a weekend where they got their asses kicked.
The stats are a roadmap to who you are. Now, there's also ups and downs. I'm telling you, I didn't like the weekend. Not good. I mean, we're going to go nuts over one weekend?
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't think it's applicable. I don't. I really don't. Like, have we not learned the lesson as baseball fans by now?
I guess.
Have we not learned that? Yeah. Like the
So should we just not talk about baseball until...
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, if we're just looking at the numbers, yeah, he's going to be fine. Not worried about it. A couple of gaffes on the base pass, even though it's embarrassing, like minor league level gaffes.
Name one other game where that happened this year. Yeah. It's the first time.
It happened three different times.
I understand that, which is why
they've had guys get picked off the base pass, BT. It's not the first time ever.
Yeah. This weekend...
They got swept by the Red Sox.
...was an outlier.
Okay.
If the Yankees looked like this regularly, guess what? I would be screaming.
I understand. I'm surprised you're not screaming.
Because
you're a Yankee fan.
But I understand baseball and the ups and downs.
Oh, so I don't?
Did I say that?
I don't know if you do, if you watch that weekend.
Are you out of your mind? Honestly, are you out of your mind with this?
How are you not?
Are you out of your mind with this? So you, go ahead. Yeah, finish the thought.
No, the Yankees are fine. They're going to be great.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the stats say they're going to be great.
I think that the Yankees are one of the five or six best teams in baseball.
Right.
What's hard about that to understand?
I didn't say that they weren't.
But it doesn't seem like you understand.
Right.
Because everything that you're pointing to does not happen regularly.
Okay. But it happened this weekend.
Understood, which is why it was terrible.
Judge was 1-for-12.
It's atrocious.
Judge 1-for-12. That does happen in the postseason.
It also happens in baseball. I mean, you were sitting here last week telling me about Soto. What do you go, 1-for-10?
Yeah.
It's baseball.
Okay.
It's baseball.
It's baseball. Dude, the Yankees just got swept by the Red. If you don't care about it, then I don't care about it.
No, Sal. Okay. I think that there are times to go nuts. I really do.
Nobody's going nuts.
I'm not saying you go nuts. Yeah. Not saying that. I think you get on the air, we get on the air, you lose 40-6, the Jets, like that is what you go nuts over. I don't go nuts over a baseball weekend. I don't, unless it's weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend.
Right. Then you'd have a bad team.
Then it wouldn't even be worth discussing. 100%. Now, if this trend continues, now the conversation goes, you got to make trades. They're not as good as I thought. It's one weekend. Now, by the way, I know it's two weekends against the Red Sox. Okay.
They're 8-11 against the AL East. Does that not bother you at all?
It doesn't make me happy. Okay. For sure. Of course not. It's not good.
Right. I'm trying to throw out a stat, maybe 8-11 against the AL East. That would not have you concerned?
Maybe mildly.
Okay. So no biggie. Yankees get swept by the Red Sox, lose 5 of 6, no biggie.
See, I don't get wrapped up in the Yankee-Red Sox, like the rivalry. To me, right. The rivalry's basically dead.
And they did let them off the mat.
Well, and then they traded their best player, which tells you that they have no interest in winning this year. Let's check back on the Red Sox in a month and see where they're at.
I mean, I agree.
Listen, Sal. Yeah. You have to look at the apex of this rivalry with the Pedro stuff. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a 162-game, 15-round fight. I don't take the Red Sox that seriously. Now, to me, there's two separate issues. If the Yankees look this way, and maybe this is just me, but that's fine. If the Yankees look this way against the Pirates or the Reds or a bad Orioles team, it doesn't, for me, have extra significance because they looked bad against the Red Sox. Now, if the Red Sox were an elite team, that would worry me a little more. They're an okay team. Yankees had a brutal weekend. You flush it. And you come back to, and really you come back and you do what you've been doing, what you've done most of the season. See, this is not five games in, or this is not a 3-9 start where we can say, or I would say, oh, geez. I mean, this might be who they are. Or the Yankees are 8-17. Oh, my God, you lost Soto, and these are the moves you made. They look terrible. The Yankees have been a very good team this year, and they are. They're not perfect, but I got news for you. Outside of a healthy Dodgers team, I don't think anybody's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's perfect, but when you have a weekend that they did against their division rival, and we can minimize it all we want, it's certainly not what it was back in, whatever, the mid-2000s, or you want to go back later than that, sure. But the Red Sox were a dead team, and they have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees, and the Yankees did not play by anywhere near a good brand of baseball this entire weekend. You want to throw in last weekend, you could as well. They showed that when Judge does not hit, which was always a big concern pre-Soto, that was a major thing. If Aaron Judge did not hit, the Yankees would not score runs. So that was a huge thing. And Judge has been hitting. He's having his best season this year. And when he went cold, and after that moment Friday night, which was a great moment, the game-tying home run off of Crochet, you're thinking, wow, this is going to be great. Look at Judge. And then he struggles. And he's human. Like, he's allowed to struggle. But you would expect somebody else to pick him up, and that just was not there. So now, am I concerned saying, like, oh, the Yankees think they're not making the postseason? No, but what I'm doing is reacting to what we've seen. If you want to go this weekend, you got to go 2 weekends in a row. If this were to the Mariners, would I be making a bigger deal? No. But now look at the AL East. The Yankees have struggled in their own division. Hard to win the division when you're under 500 against that same division. And they have a 3.5-game lead over the Rays, who swept the Mets. And like you said, we could get into that. But the Yankees, 8-11 in the American League East, played with their heads up their rear ends all weekend long and did not muster any offense without Aaron Judge. Those would be things that would, you know, concerning. Somebody asked Aaron Boone about that, and he said, oh, I wouldn't be concerned about it. Okay, concerning maybe a little strong. But I certainly would be annoyed at my baseball team the way that they played this week.
Well, those are two different things. Being concerned and being annoyed are two very different things. I am annoyed. It was gross. That's why if you listen to the first thing out of my mouth, I said that was absolutely deplorable fundamentals. Yankees were a circus this weekend. 3 games.
BT at Sal on the Fan, or Fred's at Town Fair Tire reminds you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Tom is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Tom? Hey, Tom.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, Luigi is calling from White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
Good morning, boys. BT, Sal. How are you? How are you
good.
Guys feeling this one?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, the Yankees just had a bad weekend. I agree with BT. We just got to forget about it. It sucks. We lost against Boston. It is 162 games. I know Sal likes to rev everybody up, BT, over there. Just keep them calm. Don't take it easy over there. We're going
to
be all right.
I don't need to rile anybody up. If you guys don't care about it, then we'll talk about something else. I mean, that's to me, it's not about riling anybody up. I'm a passionate sports fan. I watch a team play like that. I got to hold people accountable. That's just me. Now, we could be different fans. You could say, okay, well, it's no big deal. Yankees will be fine. That's fine. I come in on Monday. I want to react to that crap that I witnessed over the weekend. And to me, there are deeper concerns with that, with Judge and the Yankees offense being the way it's been. Now, look, maybe they go out there this week and roll right through all their opponents and put up monster numbers and all that stuff. Sure. But against the Red Sox, which was a series that I was looking to see how they played.
But why? Why, though?
Because I believe that the Red Sox were the biggest threat to them in the American League East.
You still do without Devers?
Well, I mean.
But do you? Because that's part of the equation.
Well,
without Devers. Think about that.
It wasn't part of the equation.
I'm saying right now, though.
It wasn't part of the equation. So going into the season, Devers was here.
Yep.
And I expected the Red Sox to be the biggest threat to the Yankees in the American League. In the American League East. Going into last weekend, I wanted to see what the Red Sox could do because they were buried. And they took 2 out of 3. All right, giving them a little bit of life. And then this weekend, more specifically, I really wanted to see after last weekend what this Red Sox team, the team that I believed in the American League East was more dangerous than anybody else. The Rays, the Blue Jays, the Orioles. So I wanted to see what they could do. And they swept them. Now, yeah, they traded Devers afterward, which obviously is not a good look, but what is that? So the Yankees get a win because they traded Devers? Like, that doesn't absolve the way that the Yankees played against what I believe to be their biggest threat in the American League East.
Well, by the way, you asked me about this on Friday, and think about Friday, my response. I don't know if you remember. Like, I was excited for the series. I want to see more baseball. I think at that point the Yankees were 17 over 500, which is their high water mark. But you even said, and I think you said, well, what if they lose 2 out of 3? I'm like, yeah, that's a bad look, but I'm not going to go nuts. Now, I don't think that you followed up with what if they get swept. There is no
nobody
doubt.
Nobody was thinking that was going to happen.
Well, me neither. There is no doubt that getting swept, really, by anybody is a bad look. But the way they lost is not how they lose regularly.
But
they don't look like this often.
But Judge has not had this type of rut, especially in a spot where...
I hear you. That,
to me, is the biggest thing. Like, the base path thing is a problem. And that, or at least it was a problem this weekend. It's with young guys playing with their heads up their rear end, which to me would be like... I don't know how you could excuse that. It should never happen. It happened 3 different times with the Yankees. Just egregious errors on the base path. Okay, long baseball season, that happens. 3 at once in the same weekend, that need to happen? No. But the Judge thing is a real issue. What if Judge doesn't hit 400 and hit, you know, have a 1,300 OPS?
Yeah. Well, but that's why, listen, I think people were just kind of going along for the ride. I mean, people throw names at me. This came up last week. Ben Rice. I'm like, guys, Ben Rice really hasn't done anything since the first month of the season. Now, I think the Yankees, this is a conversation for a different day, I think the Yankees are going to be in the market to make a trade. Who, where, when, I don't know. But I've never looked at this lineup as perfect. This is not a well-constructed team. We had the conversation. And by the way, Stanton's coming back, so that helps. But we had the conversation. The optimal Yankee lineup will probably never hit the field because of the defensive overlap here. So I don't think that there's anything. Well, again, if you're with me and you think that the base running was an anomaly, then that's one school of thought. If you don't, then that's a different discussion. But I didn't see anything this weekend that really surprises me except the base running, which I am okay to chalk up with as a brutal experience because that's not how the Yankees have been defined this year. They run the bases well, and they catch it better.
Jimmy's in Manalapan. What's up, Jimmy?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was at Fenway Park this weekend. My kids brought me. I'm a Sox fan, and I'm shocked that we traded Devers, but hopefully I think we're going to be – we got Alex Bregman coming back. He's out hurt, and hopefully our pitching and a little – small ball will get us. I just want to get into the wild card. And from there, maybe the Yankees will.
Wild card? Why? Yeah. You giving up the division already?
Well, I'm six. You know what? I see the Yankees, and I watch a lot of baseball. If I could win the division, I would be thrilled. But I just want to get into the prom.
Yeah, but Jimmy, hold on. Yeah, if you don't get to the prom, there's no way. I got you with that.
Right?
Hold on. Jim, that's a massive concession. I mean, even I'll say this. Now, I don't think the Red Sox are going to win the division here, but you took five out of six, and it's the middle of June. I know the Devers trade takes some steam out, but, I mean, this is something you should be saying in September when you're 70 games out of first place. Like, a wild card. That's a surprising target.
I think the best thing clearly to happen to the Yankees was the Devers trade. If not for that, then and I still feel like the Red Sox. Now, look, it's not a great trade, and who knows the ramifications of this. You can't trade your best offensive player and expect to, like, how can you be taken seriously? Which is, it's annoying to me that it happens right after they finally swept the Yankees, making their mark on the season. Finally, now you're going to trade Devers, so that doesn't make any sense. So I can see why you wouldn't take them seriously. But forget about that, because it shouldn't be about what other teams are doing. All that we talk about the Yankees this year is, well, the American League isn't that strong. Wow, who's really a threat to the Yankees? And we saw them go against the team, at least in my mind, and I know I wasn't alone. A lot of people, I think you too, BT, going into the year, thought the Red Sox could challenge.
I did.
And you see the Red Sox, the way that they played this weekend versus the way the Yankees did. Could it just be five of six games? Sure. Could it just be, all right, well, they have a rough record against the American League East for now? Sure. But to me, there were some concerns there that the Yankees need to clean up.
Concerns that they should clean up. Concerns I trust that they will. And concerns if they are not cleaned up, well, then my tone's going to change. Clean it up.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this Monday morning. We'll get to the Mets, who also got swept against the Rays. The Rays clobbered them this weekend. Of course, as the Mets get set to take on the Braves tomorrow night after an off day, we get the Knicks head coaching search continuing as well. Just getting started on this Monday morning. I guess the best thing, big picture overall, BT, would be the fact that Devers got traded. Because if he didn't, then I'd really be feeling like the Red Sox were a threat in the American League East. And again, we could go over the Yankees' record in the AL East, and we could go over the teams now who have closed the gap. And maybe the division is going to be a battle all year long. Maybe the Yankees pull away with it. Who knows? But they had a chance to really bury the Red Sox, and they did not. But the Red Sox may, in fact, have buried themselves by moving Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sal, back to the bottom line is that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you don't hit, baseball has a way, more than any other sport, when you just don't hit, you just don't look incredibly engaged. And when you don't look engaged, that bothers people. And then when it's compounded by ridiculous gaffes on the bases, it's just an ugly look. Like, honestly, it looked awful. But you got to understand, you got a great pitcher who's getting ready to come back, a really good young pitcher in Heel, and one of the most clutch, thunderous righty bats that's getting ready to come back and provide some jolt for this lineup. And that's obviously Stanton here. Mm. Again, like one of the things that I love about this team.
He'll be back tonight, right, Stanton? Activated?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We thought he was going to actually come to Boston. But one of the things that I love about this team is that I think they are much more, just a much more, ironically, here we are Monday after the weekend, fundamentally sound team. Like, say, I know that the Knicks season has kind of hijacked the airways the last couple of months here. But how many times last year was I ranting and raving? I mean, I absolutely destroyed Gleyber Torres to a point. I felt like I was dehumanizing the poor guy. I couldn't go any deeper because it was the nonchalant, head in the sky, sloppy baseball fundamentals or absence thereof that drove me nuts. This Yankee team that I watch every night, they run hard, they catch it, they usually hit, and they pitch. So, again, I'm not happy with the weekend. Now, if this bleeds into this week, and if the Red Sox, start getting hot again, even without Devers, that's going to change my focus. I really like this Yankee team.
But they had three of those plays. I mean, Van Rice, Dominguez, not knowing the count. Mistakes happen. No team is perfect. But to have that happen three times, trying to steal third base when you have no business doing that.
Yep.
It is something that has not been, the Yankees' MO this year. So you give them credit for that. But then why would it show up in this series? Then Judge reverting to, postseason Aaron Judge going 1-for-12. It's almost like, were the Yankees putting too much pressure on themselves against Boston this week? It doesn't make any sense why they would play so poorly and do those bad things. And again, and John Boy did a great job of this showing that the Dodgers criticized the Yankees last year for, throwing behind guys or throwing to the wrong base or not hitting the cutoff guys.
Sure.
And they were doing it again. And John Boy showed that exact example. So the Yankees, those little things that were a concern a year ago, showed their head this weekend against the Red Sox. Does it mean that's going to continue? I don't know, but that's about as ugly as a series as you could have for the Yankees.
I don't know that we'll see that for another half decade. I mean, where really that many egregious, blatant gaffes. I would like to know, and I know what he said post-game. I watched the interviews. I'd like to know what Aaron Boone said in the clubhouse after the game. Like, to me, That's an interesting angle here. Did he light him up? Like, I know that you can't go to that emotional well in baseball very often. Otherwise, you get tuned out. Yeah. I think Boone's pretty good at that. And I also think that what Aaron says publicly is different from what he does behind closed doors. He doesn't throw his players under the bus, despite sometimes us wanting him to do that. We asked him ourselves about Gleyber Torres and some other guys in the past when we've had him on the show. He's not going to do that. But I would have to say that if Aaron Boone didn't, you know, verbally, you know, kick them in the ass multiple times this weekend behind a closed, then I don't think Aaron Boone did the job this weekend. I would think that he did, and if he didn't, I would be disappointed. You have to respond to that.
BT at Sal, the fan. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You
What's
got
up,
it,
Brian?
Buddy.
Hey, so, I feel, this weekend sucked. I get it. But I just feel like, Sal, on your part, it's a little bit of an overreaction as far as, like, the sky is falling. I mean, to me, it's about how you bounce back from a crappy weekend like this. We got a 7-game homestand. We take 5 out of 2, right the ship, and move on. You know, baseball's ebbs and flows. You want the flow.
Right, but don't you think, fair enough, Brian, but won't we talk about what happens this week as it happens? At the end of this week, like, we could say, oh, you know, the Yankees bounced back nicer. They went 5-2. What we're doing, or what I'm trying to do, is react to what happened over the course of the weekend. Now, you could minimize it, but the fact that Judge goes 1-for-12 and the Yankees couldn't win a game and had a hard time scoring a run, they couldn't score a run off the Red Sox starters. Red Sox pitching's been awful this year.
It sucks. It sucks, but I don't feel like it's, you know, panic mode yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Judge is going to have, he's not going to sustain 400 the whole season.
But he's a human being. And by the way, thanks for the call. Yeah. That's why I, Sal, myself, have confidence about this team. Forget about October, but the lulls that Judge inevitably is going to experience, despite this ridiculous season he's had so far, is they've just got a better lineup in terms of more capable bats than they did a year ago. Nobody's better than Soto outside of Judge that they have, but like the depth and the ability for other guys to get, whether it's a Goldschmidt, whether it's a Bellinger, whether it's Volpe in year three with a tick up in numbers, like there's, whether it's Stanton coming back. I think that the Yankees are just a better team this year. Now, by the way, as bad as the Yankees played this, what was the aggregate score? 8-4? I mean, Yankees didn't hit.
The Yankees are a good pitching team.
No, I get it, but the Yankees didn't hit at all, and they did not represent themselves well on the bases at all. But the way that this is being possessed, you would have thought the Yankees lost 17-4 over the course of 3 games. Score.
They got swept. They lost all 3 games.
I understand that. And listen,
and they couldn't score against the starters. Like, a lot of their runs were late in this series.
And Garrett Crochet is absolutely filthy sick. So, but that's only one of the games. But still, like, if we're sitting here saying, there's two things here. Number one, the team we saw this weekend, to me, is not the real Yankee team. Number one. Number two, their lowest point, if we want to make this their lowest point this year, which I guess I could do because of how bad it looked on the bases, whatever, they basically, they lost by a run basically every game.
One thing that I think, and maybe this is the fundamental difference, where my real concern is, I do not think the lineup is as good as you think it is, or as the numbers are saying.
But it's longer. Yeah. It's got more capable, viable hitters. It's proven.
I don't trust it. Now, maybe Stanton coming back will help that.
Even without Stanton so far.
Well, who? I mean, I know you talk about Dominguez, but Dominguez hitting .237. And you could give me the numbers as a left-handed hitter. That's fine. Dominguez has not been what we thought he was going to be. Even Volpe with a little bit of an uptick, not good enough. I mean, the bottom of the order yesterday, you get J.C. Escarra and Oswald Peraza. I mean, that is, you want to throw in LeMahieu in there, you want to throw in Austin Wells. Okay, but even those guys, LeMahieu is, you know, I still think he's washed. He could have a few weeks.
He's doing all right so far. I thought he was cooked, but he looks a little better than I thought.
So the majority of the Yankees' success offensively, the majority
has been Goldschmidt and Judge.
Well, yes.
No, there's no question.
And Grisham playing over his head early on.
Which is why I didn't put a ton of stock in that.
And Rice was on fire early on. Now, Stan coming back should help alleviate some of that, but if Judge comes back to the pack, like, they're going to need more from the guys that they have here.
Understood. Good. By the way, if the Yankees aren't prepared to absorb, a 1 or 2 or even a 3-week slump by Aaron Judge, well, then the Yankees just aren't built well enough. And we'll get the answers here.
I don't know, because he's not going to. Is he going to go into a 3-week slump? We will if he does become human and goes into a month slump. Then you're right. We will get the answer.
And I don't want to. I don't want that to happen after 7 months of sublime baseball, and then that 2 or 3 week run happen in October where we get the answer. Ideally, I'd like to get some answers before that actually happens. But see, I think one of the biggest differences this year with the Yankee team, is that first base is so much better than it was a year ago. So when I talk about the lineup being better, being deeper, being more circular, being fewer dead spots, a big part of that is Goldschmidt. And a smaller part, I don't want to go nuts with this, but a smaller part for me, Sal, is that Volpe in year three is simply better than Volpe in year two. And now, obviously, Judge hitting 380 has covered up for some of these blemishes or perceived blemishes or possible spots of concern. But the Yankees lineup, 1-9, is better than last year. It just is.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Alex is in Southampton, New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hello, Al.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God, you guys are awesome. But BT,
yes,
you make it hard sometimes to agree with you, and I don't like to agree with a Met fan.
Okay.
But every point that Salakata made is valid. You can't.
Yeah, over the weekend, I agree.
This is concerning. Why is it concerning? This has been a mantra for the Yankees under this manager. We don't play well at times. We do many errors. Last year, we was like, what, 26, 27 in errors?
Yeah, not this year.
We already have 19 errors, and we don't run the bases, and we lack concentration against this manager. And then we are 8-11 against the East and against Boston.
All right, Al, hold on one sec, buddy. I do think, I'm going to grant you this, that there have been various spurts throughout Aaron Boone's tenure as manager of the Yankees where I'm like, my God, the fundamentals aren't that good. Now, do I attribute that to Aaron Boone or do I attribute that to the roster that was given to him? Now, I don't even want to have that discussion now because we've gone so much on Brian Cashman. But you, in my opinion, you are overreacting to one bad weekend because the Yankees that we saw this weekend have not been the 2025 Yankees. If you want to take pieces of 2022 and 2020,
go ahead and be my guest. I'm sorry. How many errors they committed against Milwaukee? 5. This is a trend.
Alex,
not something that they're cleaning up.
Well,
and then the hitting, without Judge, we can't hit. And I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I don't want to agree with Sal.
Thanks for the call, Al. Listen, the way Alex just described the 2025 Yankees is just unfair, not to mention inaccurate. They pitch, they field, they hit. What else do you want? I mean, what? And outside of this weekend, they run the bases intelligently. What am I missing? Starters good. Bullpen good. Power. Contact. Fielding. I mean, that's baseball.
Yeah, I don't think there... I think there are concerns if Judge does not hit.
I'm not saying there's no concerns, would think that the Yankees lost 9-10.
But this has been a thing pre-Juan Soto. And again, the Yankees are judged on a curve. And also, let me just preface this, and I shouldn't have to say this, but for the knuckleheads that don't understand it, it has nothing to do with who either of us grew up rooting for. I promise you that.
We'll speak for both of us on that.
We'll get to the Mets in a few... It has nothing to do with it. What would bother me from a Yankee fan perspective is that when Aaron Judge, pre-Juan Soto, when Aaron Judge does not hit, the offense has not been there. Now, Stan's
coming. But look at those lineups. Yeah. They were rolling out.
Understood. So Goldschmidt is a huge, huge
plus. So is Bellinger. The guy's a professional hitter who can run.
But this is the first time this year that we saw Judge really go into a prolonged funk for the court. Now, I don't have the exact numbers every single time, but this is a series that, you know, to me, a big series against the AL East rivals, Red Sox, you could dismiss them all you want. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a team that I thought was going to challenge him. Okay, let's see what Judge could do. Judge goes into a slump. It's not his fault. He can't hit home runs every single time or base hits every single time. He's getting into some double plays. He's going to strike out. So it's not his fault. But the first time that he does, they can't, like, it wasn't like they're losing these games 5-4. They couldn't muster up any runs.
But I tell you what, now, you don't get to choose really how you lose. I would rather lose the way they lost this weekend. Now, again, I granted you this at the start of the show. I hate that it was the Red Sox. It bothers me more than if, you know, I hate that it was so sloppy on the bases. I hate that it happened, you know, a national profile game. All those things bother me. But I would rather lose, what were the scores again? What was it? 2-1, 4-3, 2-zip. Than losing 9-8, 11-6, and 13-5. Like, and now, by the way, that is just a sample of this weekend. If this continues, that's a different conversation.
Well, it is 5-6 to the Sox.
I understand.
And 8-11 in the AL East, which, is that a huge deal?
It could be, but right now it's not for me. Right. I understand why you bring it up. Listen, again, the Red Sox this weekend, last week, it's not good. I admit I don't like losing to the Red Sox, but I will not allow a couple of mid-June losses define the team that I've watched so far. And the team that I've watched so far is good. And the team that I watch so far this year, at least in my opinion, is better, even without Juan Soto top to bottom, than they were a year ago. And oh yeah, by the way, one of the best pitchers they had last year hasn't even thrown a pitch this season, and he's coming back. And the guy who owned October, again, hasn't taken a swing this season. And guess what? He's back tonight. So we're good. We're okay.
Look, I'm sure the Yankees will be fine big picture, but just reacting to this weekend for me, not the way that I want to see, especially coming off of Friday night where, dude, that moment Friday night, Judge versus Crochet.
Yep.
I mean, that was high-end theater. That is must-watch TV, and Judge took him deep. It gives me goosebumps even talking about it. It reminds me of the home run that he hit off of Class A in the postseason in Cleveland. Now, again, it's not the postseason. It's Boston, a regular season. But against Crochet, you had dominated him prior.
Dominated everybody.
Hit that bomb, and he knew he got it. Oof. Oh, my God, what a moment that was. Unfortunately, the Yankees couldn't do anything with that on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then it was a lost weekend.
I'm not going to lie to you. Watching that, am I, here we go. Like, this is going to be a really good weekend. At that point, as I said, I think the Yankees were 17 over 500. And I'm like, let's just keep going. Add to it. Been playing crisp baseball. Judge's heroics here. Win this thing in extra innings, and then hand the ball to Max Fried later, deeper in the weekend. Let's go win 2 out of 3 minimally. You know, put these guys out of their collective misery in terms of the thought that they can win the division, talking about Boston. But the exact opposite happened. The good thing for me is, and this is how we started the show, the good thing for me is, not that it doesn't bother me, the Boston, the Red Sox, the rivalry, the this, that, whatever. The Yankees I watch every night, this was not them. This on the bases, imposters. And for the most part, in terms of clutch spots, which the Yankees have been very good at this year, obviously led by Aaron Judge, for the most part, dissipated over the weekend. They're not perfect, but I'm not worried. You will not see that kind of sloppiness a whole lot the rest of the summer.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Justin's in Belmore. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, guys? So good to talk to you. Love the show. Thank you. A great job. I just wanted to say, with the Yankees, I'm a huge Yankees fan. And I'm just seeing the same problem that I've seen for the last few years. One game you score, 14 runs, then you score 2 runs the next game. Then you score 8, then you get shut out. So the lineup is just not, it's just not a cohesive lineup. And, especially with like Goldschmidt, he was doing good at the beginning of the year. He was hitting 360, but it was all singles. And I was not hitting at all. He's done. I feel like he's just
done.
Goldschmidt's look great. Goldschmidt's going to be an all-star this year.
He's not. He's done.
Rizzo was done.
Now, I would worry about him in the second half a little bit, Justin, just because, he's older and I want to make sure that he's going to be good. Like, I wouldn't just pencil him in for a dominant second half, but Goldschmidt has been everything you could ask for so far.
And by the way, Justin, real quick.
Look at his stats for the last few weeks. He hasn't done anything. It's baseball, Justin.
Here's the other thing.
I get that.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, good.
No, I get that. Yep. It's baseball, right? Guys go through slumps. It's understandable. But especially for an older guy like Goldschmidt. But like, even when he was at his hottest, he was hitting singles.
I know.
He wasn't driving in runs. He wasn't hitting home runs.
No, not a big home run guy. Yeah. Well, I would take a little solace in the fact that, and you'd have to go back and familiarize yourself with him if you want to do a deeper dive, but it promised me his numbers late last year were very good.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why the Yankees bought into it, because it's not like he started well and he cooled off and he's like, all right, maybe he really did hit the end here. And there were a lot of articles. I know The Athletic had a piece where he kind of changed his swing a little bit here. But the numbers the last month or two, solidified the fact that he's got a little life in his hand still and some juice in his bat. And he's not a big home run hitter right now. Maybe he's going to hit a few more as it heats up. But he is a professional at bat. I mean, I'll take Goldschmidt up there, second and third, one out, two out, no out, as much as anybody outside of Judge.
Yeah,
for sure.
And maybe he's cooled off a little bit. Goldschmidt has had a hit going back to, let's see where we're at here. Goldschmidt since last Sunday, June 8th base hit against the Royals, base hit, 2 hits against the Royals, another hit against the Royals. He's had a hit in every game except for the Friday game on the 13th, and he pinch hit on yesterday and got a base hit. So
yep.
I'm not looking at him as just being a guy that is washed up or going the wrong way. Now, again, there's going to be a little decline from his red-hot start. And maybe the power numbers aren't exactly what you would want. Is OPS still 826? Like, Goldschmidt's the least of their concerns. You want to tell me in the second half he might become a little bit of a concern? Older age, wear and tear, whatever? Sure enough. But to your point, he had a great second half last year, which is why the Yankees wanted him. And they made the right move getting him on the cheap. Goldschmidt is the least of the Yankees' issues.
Good pickup. Good hands, obviously, at first base, too. He's playing well.
David's calling from Maplewood, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hope you had a nice Father's Day, even though there's those salacious games.
Yeah, really.
Do you keep stats on who hits into double plays the most?
I'm sure they have.
I mean, they do. Yeah. I know. I mean, I don't really follow them too much. I know who hits into a lot.
Soto's
hit
into a ton this year.
Soto has, for sure. Yeah.
Because I think Volpe hits into a lot of double plays.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, is this where we're going? Yeah. All right. Well, he's not perfect. I mean, I don't think he hits into that money. I could double check for you. But is that your biggest gripe with Volpe, grounded into double plays?
Well, that's one of them.
Okay.
I just think he's. I haven't been impressed with him, especially recently. I mean, you know,
he's got five this year, by the way, just so you know, five.
Okay. Well, I was telling you, thanks for the call, David.
What?
Hoff, you have it up here. I was telling Hoff, can you pull out the most double plays?
It's got to be Soto.
And he goes in my ear, I don't want to say it. I go, what? Because it's Soto? We just said it. No, somebody else.
Judge?
Nope.
Who? Wait, let me guess.
Take a guess. He didn't want to say it. Who do you think it is?
Didn't want to say it. Pete? Petey.
Hoff, is that right?
Is it Pete Alonso?
If I'm correct, 22, is that possible?
Already?
No, that cannot
be correct. I think Soto's got like 11 or 12. 22 now?
Maybe you're looking at the wrong number. That can't be right.
There's no way he has 22 double plays already?
No.
There's no chance.
No.
I will get the...
All right, Hoff, get the...
Leave the numbers to me, Hoffy. I'll give you the answer in two seconds.
Soto's been hitting double plays left and right.
Okay, here it is. He's got 13 so far this year.
Soto?
No, I'm talking about Volpe? Alonso, because we thought maybe... Okay. Volpe has five.
Okay.
I've got Alonso at 12. Little context. All of last year, Pete hit into 14.
So
he played 162 games last year. Well, so he's obviously at a higher rate in terms of grounding the double. But whatever. He's slow and hits the ball hard. What do you do?
Yeah, also getting up with more guys on in front of him. Now, he had a bad weekend. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit.
He didn't look too good this weekend.
Where's Soto, Judge on that?
You want Soto or Judge first?
Judge has eight?
They both have eight, don't they?
No, Soto's in double figures for sure.
Right.
No, Juan Soto, Judge might have eight. Soto is...
Maybe we'll sit this one out.
Woof. So, yeah, Hoff, I mean, geez, what the hell are you looking at?
I actually don't
You looking
know.
At home runs?
I saw 22, and I'm like, I don't want to give this.
22 GIDPs for number 22, and it's not Ben Rice. 14 grounded into double plays by Juan Soto. Now, the good news is he does lead the league in something.
Yeah.
That.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.